My brothers and sisters, our topic today is Come Out of Babylon. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit. Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins and receive her plagues. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2 through 4. The New Jerusalem is the holy city of God, the bride of Christ, and the kingdom of heaven. In dark contrast, Babylon is the abominable city of Satan, the mother of harlots, and the kingdom of the world. See Revelation chapter 17 and 18. Yet many of God's people are not only doing business in Babylon, they are living in Babylon and loving Babylon. This is appalling, since God's intention was, by His Son's death, to rescue us from the dominion of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. The English word church is derived from the Greek word kuriakos, which means to belong to the Lord. In the New Testament, however, church is directly translated from the Greek ekklesia, which means congregation, and its root meaning is to call out from. Based on the Greek words kuriakos and ekklesia, the church comprises those people who belong to the Lord and whom He has called out from the world. However, after we are saved, if we do not come out of Babylon, we will be judged with Babylon. Salvation is only the beginning and not the end of God's eternal purpose for His people. The power of Christ's gospel is intended to not only save you from Babylon, it is intended to keep you, that is, sanctify you, from ever returning to Babylon. On the eve of His crucifixion, Jesus prayed to God on behalf of His disciples. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 15 through 17. The Apostle James warned God's people to keep themselves unpolluted by the world. James chapter 1, verse 27. The Apostle John wrote, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world." John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. The Apostle Paul exhorted, "No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Many professing Christians say they want to avoid the mark of the beast, but tragically, they already have the mark of Babylon on them. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Your heart cannot be divided between two cities, the New Jerusalem and Babylon. Once again, Jesus said, "Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 through 24. Babylon is the kingdom of this world. When you seek to fulfill your soul life with the riches and pleasures of Babylon, you are an enemy of God's kingdom. Everyone who is not born again already belongs to Babylon. But every Christian who is governed by his soul life instead of the Spirit remains captive to Babylon. The Bible says Babylon is a dwelling place for every kind of demonic spirit. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. You may be born again, but if your soul life is not submitted to Christ, you can be snared by Babylon's forces. If you habitually seek comfort, companionship, and fulfillment in Babylon, you are hostile to God. James warned, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." James chapter 4, verse 4. And Paul said, "I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. How can you escape the tentacles of Babylon and God's wrath to come? If you are a born-again Christian, begin to believe and act on what Christ has accomplished for you on the cross. Only the cross of Christ can save you and deliver you from the kingdom of this world. The Bible says that when Christ was crucified, your sinful nature was not only crucified with him, it was removed from you. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 11. Therefore, Christ's death on the cross has fully delivered you from the power of Babylon. Since you no longer have a sinful nature, Babylon should no longer have any foothold in you. As Paul testified, "May I never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Babylon rules and corrupts the world, politically, economically, and religiously. The false church belongs to Babylon. This false church comprises everyone who practices a form of godliness, but by their deeds they deny the power of Christ's crucifixion. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Whereas the true church is the bride of Christ, the false church is the harlot of Satan. Everyone who is born again must come out of the false church before God's wrath is poured out on Babylon. When our hearts are set on the world and we are indulging ourselves in the things of the world, we prove ourselves to be enemies of the cross of Christ. See Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. If we lose sight of Christ and his completed work on the cross, then the desire to follow him, suffer with him, and come out of the world loses its focus and becomes pathetically dim. If we allow ourselves to be seduced by Babylon, we will lose our rightful identity as Christ's bride. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. The time is coming when God will judge Babylon. Every child of God should judge themselves now, and if convicted of sin, you must repent resolutely and come out of Babylon so that you will not be judged and condemned with the world. We know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. www.christcrucified.info